Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Will there be a new Northfield Municipal Liquor Store? That's not going to be answered anytime soon. Store manager Steve DeLong told council at their work session this week that they've seen about a 20% downturn in sales since MGM opened. No further conversations with Econo Foods or owners of the Q Block are planned. What there are conversations about is in the Human Resources Department regarding additional parental leave of 2 to 4 weeks for city employees. However, with revenue down and costs going up, in particular the compensation study which raised the wages of all city employees, Administrator Martig said they'd have about a $400,000 deficit if there's no levy increase. Other points are the approval of additional trails, the fire facility, a new pumper truck, Division Street enhancements, as well as a fire and 2 floods at the wastewater treatment plant. The council pondered a few ways to increase revenue, including another levy. This year, the percentage tossed out was 4.5. Last year, it was 8%. In previous years, the council voted for an average of 2%. Martig and Mayor Pownell were in studio this morning. That interview is on KYMNradio.net. KYMN has to make a correction. The Marriott Fairfield Inn & Suites on Highway 3 is not taking reservations for this year. General Manager Ken Pankow stopped by our studios.
Marriott has very strict policies on when we can book and how we book. And right now, since we're not open, we're still potentially a month and a half away from that happening. Marriott's not letting us book anything before January 13th, 2019.
As Marriott gains confidence that they'll be open by a certain date, they'll decide when to open for registrations, not the local operations. He added that the next benchmark is
getting the elevators completed on time, which then allow us to go to the next phase, which would be furniture and fixtures and equipment and getting that stuff installed.
He added that there's light at the end of the tunnel and they're excited to open this year. During an interview last week on KYMN, Community Development Director Chris Heineman was under the impression that they were able to take reservations beginning in October. They are not. Chief Monty Nelson had a late night with a lot of partying. There were 45 registered parties for last night's Night to Unite.
The official results are in. It was an unqualified success.
Nelson wanted to add that the police department wants the community to call them if they have suspicions.
Because often we hear, oh, I didn't want to bother you. And sometimes we have to encourage people, no, that's what our officers are getting paid for, is to get bothered. And it's not a bother. Sometimes they think it's not a big deal. And it could be a big deal. You know, someone who's knocking on doors or they see that looks like they might have gone into a house, they're not sure. We'd rather check and it turns out to be nothing.
He said connecting neighbors is the most important piece of Night to Unite. Their hope is that it will encourage neighbors to continue to visit. Law enforcement, fire, and city officials made the rounds. The Dakota County Fair boasts one of Minnesota's largest 4-H showings. Fair board member Mark Henry said that's a distinction they're very proud of.
Year in and year out, we're number one or very close. So 4-H is a big part of our fair.
The grandstand is filled with a variety of programming, including 3 nights of demo derbies.
And it's getting to be more and more local kids from Randolph, Northfield, Farmington that are building their own cars in their backyard, and they're 18 years old or 17 years old, and they're participating.
For more information on the fair, go to DakotaCountyFair.org. Henry also wanted to recognize a board member that's been on the board since 1947, Henry Fox. They dedicated a building in his honor, the Henry and Katie Fox Show Arena. At 92, he is still involved with the fair. And it's the inaugural Paws, Claws, and Outlaws Motorcycle Car Rally to benefit Prairie's Edge Humane Society this Saturday. Starting out in Dundas at Dawn's Corner Bar, the group will travel the countryside. Registration begins at 9 o'clock. Organizer TJ Heinrichsee.
It's $25 to ride, $25 for a car. I don't care if you have 4 people in it or you have one. We're going to have you sign a little waiver, enjoy maybe a little breakfast snack.
Then head out on the road at 10 o'clock, making 3 other stops for games and greetings of dogs available for adoption. There will be a live auction of donated items at 3:30 at Dawn's. Heinrichsee said they added the car aspect to bring more families in. For more information or to register early, go to prairiesedgehs.org. News from around the state is next.